Can it harm us? By the time you read this, the problem I am talking about may have been fixed, but maybe not. The problem has to do with something I have been warning about for years. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft flew to an asteroid named Bennu. The samples were collected in 2020 and reached Earth about a month or so ago. I have always said samples from heavenly bodies should not be sent to Earth and perhaps should be examined on the space station. Who knows what unknown diseases they might cause? When the capsule containing the samples was opened, yes, opened, a mysterious black powder was found and the sample container was immediately closed. Wouldn't one think an agency like NASA, with all the great scientists they have, could have not opened the container until they were sure it was safe? I am not saying we all are in danger, because we don't know, but probably not. Still, NASA should not be taking chances like that. The same is true for all these dangerous labs on Earth. There are many leaks from supposedly secure labs we never hear about. Of course, there is no longer any doubt COVID came from a Chinese lab, but there is even a bigger question which has never been answered, and that question is, why were we funding a Chinese lab in the first place? I think I know what NASA would tell us about the way they treat space samples, and it would probably be because asteroids fall to Earth every day and they have yet to start a disease. Even if they said this, these meteors are subject to very high temperatures falling to Earth, and that might kill any bugs on or in them. I am not one to take chances with this stuff. It reminds me about what scientists said about the Large Hadron Collider, which is in essence an atom smasher. They said the newest update might allow them to create mini black holes. They weren't worried because they thought they could only last a tiny fraction of a second if created. Here they were talking about one of the most dangerous things we found in the universe and treating the idea of creating them, no matter how tiny, as a matter of fact exercise. I don't get it. I always thought you had to weigh the benefit against the risk, and in a case like this the risk just seems too high. We are talking about an object which not only could destroy the Earth but the entire solar system and maybe even more. What bothers me is, even if they took this experiment somehow off-planet, they would have to get light years away. A scientific report stated there is a lab in the United States which will be experimenting with a virus which caused the monkeypox. It is said they want to make it more potent using genes from an even more severe strain to see if they can cure it. Wasn't this what was said was going on in the Chinese lab which caused COVID? I seem to remember this being said. It is called gain of function. We recognized how dangerous this research was and in 2014 stopped it for 3 years in the United States to make it safer to conduct. Yeah, a lot of good that did. There seem to be many scientists against this gain of function experimentation, and yet it continues. Could it be because some viruses are being developed as a weapon? One of the problems we have is, even if we stop this research, there are many other countries in this world which will continue it. It is sort of like trying to stop global warming by extreme measures in the United States when China and India are pumping out more pollution than ever. These kinds of things take the entire world to agree on. One of the biggest problems with trying to do this is no country really trusts any other. Because of this, the agreements we can get on anything worldwide are very limited. It is rare, but sometimes a strange-looking creature is washed up on a beach and no one can figure it out. Even experts have to make educated guesses. Some believe these creatures could be the result of animal experiments. While there has been no solid proof of these creatures being the result of experimentation, there has been no indication they weren't. This brings me to the next thing I want to talk about, and that is animal mutilation. While much of it is blamed on extraterrestrials, I want to ask an important question. The question is, how many nuclear tests did the United States and Russia conduct? The answer is, the United States conducted over 1,000 tests and Russia over 750. Sometimes the Russian tests were far more powerful. This means, with the tests others have conducted, there must have been well over 2,000 nuclear explosions. Where did all this radiation go? A lot of it must have gone into us. What would be the best way to keep an eye on the effects? It might be to cut the most vulnerable parts out of some animals to monitor the effects. Could it be we are the ones secretly cutting up all those cattle to monitor the effects of the radiation? Some say the operations on the cattle are too sophisticated to be the work of humans. We really don't know what advanced surgical techniques the government doctors might have that are being kept secret because of this. Let me put it this way, someone or something is cutting up cattle and I think it is us and being made to look like aliens are doing it. Even our food is not immune to experimentation. Take for example the genetically modified crops. It certainly looks like the genetic wave started on purpose. At least some of the crops make no seeds for the next harvest, so people have to keep buying the seeds every year. The reason I say it may have been done on purpose is in the beginning, genetic crops were said to have been grown in the open, spreading to other crops. It was said it was a mistake. Do we always know when we are eating genetically altered food? Probably not. I am certainly not against science. What I am against is unsafe practices and too many secrets about things which might be harmful to us.